We are continuing Poets in Exile, and this is the fourth part.
So now, as a writer, what do you think that's your message or your role in changing the situation?
Yes.
Do you think that writer should be having kind of role in changing the society, in changing the reality, even political reality?
Of course. They have and they can do and play a good role to change, because the cultured people, they very important thing, because
poetry, now we have
poetry, of course,
and in Arab society we have kind of strong relation with poetry, with the oaths, even the history were reviewed through the poetry, through the poems.
Do you know, Ahmed? And at the same time, we have lucky now, we have the social media, Facebook, blogs, and you are free to talk.
Almost that, we've moved from the time of one platform, one place, or one stage. Yeah. We have to pass through one stage. That stage could be controlled by the government, could be controlled by some authorities.
Yes.
But now, it tend to be that everybody has his own platform to publish, to say whatever he wants.
Yes, you can explain or write your idea, your opinions about everything, especially as I say, I am still in opposition against this government. I still attack them because I am not satisfied with this.
We stop on this. You attack the government, the Iraqi government. And the Iraqi political system.
All Iraqi and all the dictator.
Do you think you're being in Finland and as exiled poet, far away from the area, far away from Iraq, do you think you still have the kind of freedom of speech?
Yes, because, you know, when I'm talking about or attack Iraqi governments, there's many thousand, maybe, they read to me in Iraq, inside Iraq, the effective still found. Mm-hmm. I can do many things, because if you are fellows, you are friends, on Facebook, when you are writing something, these people, your people in Iraq, will read it and respect you and will respond.
If you had been in Iraq, are you going or would you commit the same things? Would you say the same things that you are?
Of course.
Already saying here.
Of course. Do you know?
So
yes.
That means is there's a good index that there is a freedom of speech.
No, no, it is not freedom. It's a mess.
I say
a mess.
It's a messed up.
Yes, it is not because the democracy or free of speech means. You are in a civil country. You have a democracy, a real democracy. You have, you are working according to the laws. Mm-hmm. You have a constitution of, you have everything. People, the children of Iraqi people are poor. There is no schools now. Out of school, out of the. They live in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
The war. How many million of our people in Mosul now?
They are disappeared.
Left. Yes, they left.
This is as a result of the failure of government.
The mistake. This one of the mistakes. Mistakes of the government, and the mistake of America at the same times, destroy our. Our great city.
And we are, we are, as a writer, we have our role in changing the society, in conveying our message, at least to take or to rise on the society from the depress or from the stress.
Yes. If you're not there on Facebook or Twitter or many social media, there's a big change now in Iraqi society. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are writing, but awakeness, really true. It's true. Yes, we are going. I think we are going to achieve our goals for Iraqi real democracy in Iraq.
You're insisting on real democracy in Iraq.
Yes,
far away of this mess.
Of course, of course, because Iraq never die. Because the fact in the host, the history.
Can we hear something about Iraq in Arabic? I'm going to translate it. If you have prepared something.
Let me to.
It came up by the speech that.
Let me to say. If I lucky.
Iraq never dies. And let's. Yes, something about Iraq. And how do you feel towards your country,
okay,
your place of memory, the place that you were born and reared up.
This poem name is Watani.
Just read it in Arabic.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Watani. في وطني عنوان واحد للحياة هو الموت. في وطني لون واحد هو الدم. لصوص بلادي لهم طعم البترول. هاجر النخل وقد لا يعود، لكن البلابل في انتظار. كم عجيب يا وطني، لون الموت فيك أخضر، تنطق كلما قطعوا لسانك.
الله.
Thank you.
Now we try to translate it, or we try to have an interpretation of this, and it's that. And but he was a kind of pessimistic. Do you think so?
Oh. What? Sorry,
he was a kind of pessimistic.
I am optimistic, but the truth. I am writing about the truth. I am
that this is the reality in Iraq. That
yes, there is that true. Yes, I say. In my homeland, there is one title for life. It's a death.
So the death.
Death. Yes.
You said that the death is the title of life.
In Iraq.
In Iraq.
Yes. In my homeland, there is one color. It's a blood.
The blood is the only color in Iraq.
Yes. The thieves of my homeland, they have taste of petrol.
The thieves.
Thieves of my country. They have taste of petrol. Mm-hmm. It means our government thieves and theft our petrol.
The time is running out and we are going to unfortunately end this interview. It's been nice to meet you, and it's been nice to listen to your poems, to your experiences, to hear your needs as a writer in order to continue writing in this country, in order to be part of the world, be a beautiful part of the world, in order to conveying your message to the people in Iraq in order to change towards the good things.
Ahmed, let me first to initially to thank you and for this chance, and sorry for our audience for a huge of sadness in my words, because I have right, because my country passes in very bad situation.
We can understand it.
Yes.
And sorry to hear that. And really the voice of poetry, which is still the most powerful voice, and we put a lot of hopes on this voice, and we hope that things is going to change towards better. Thank you for being here. We were honored to have you here. And I have to thank the audiences, and today was Sadiq Lazim Al-Husseini from Iraq, city of Basra, southern Iraq, who lives in Turku. He was our guest today, an exiled poet. Until we meet you, until the next meeting, accept my best wishes. This is Ahmed Zidane greeting you. Goodbye.